Welcome to Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for you as a family caregiver. For those of you who are caring for a loved one with a chronic impairment, could be Alzheimer's, could be autism, could be addiction, whatever the impairment, there's always a caregiver. How are you feeling? How are you holding up? We are glad to have you with us. We are live. We are on American Family Radio. And the number, if you want to call in and be a part of this show, is 888-589-8840. And we'd love to have you with us. Let's start off with our scripture because I got a particular subject I want to talk about today. We're going to get at Isaiah 49, 15 through 16. I'm not going to wait for you to turn to it. Can a woman forget her nursing child or lack compassion for the son of her womb? Even if she could forget, I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. One translation says engraved. And if you look at the scars of Christ, you see a picture of that from the crucifixion of how much God knows who you are. And this is so important for us as caregivers. And so I want to go back and do a little bit of a review for those of you who are brand new to the show. And the show is growing every week and every day. And so I want to make sure you understand what the concept of this show is all about. Some years ago, my pastor back in Nashville, we live in Southwest Montana now, but when we lived in Nashville for 30 plus years, and he asked me to play the piano as people were coming into the sanctuary before church started. It was kind of raucous and noisy and disruptive to an atmosphere of reverence and so forth. He said, would you just sit down and play? And I was happy to do it. I love the old hymns and I play them. And I sat down and I started playing. And I realized into the hymn I was playing, something was off. I've got a keyboard here set up. And so I was playing. And now, those are great chords, but I realized I wasn't playing the melody. I'd been so used to hearing Gracie sing. I've been accompanying my wife, Gracie, who's a no-kidding singer, and I've been so used to hearing her sing that I was playing around her voice that I was hearing in my head, but I wasn't playing the melody. I'd lost the melody, and I had to go back and train myself to play the melody. Now, I went back and just with one finger started doing it. And that's hard for a pianist to do, by the way, just to play with one finger. My piano professor in music school that was an exercise we had to do, was to take one finger and play the melody as expressively as you possibly could so that you could understand the song better. And so when I sat down to play, I really went back and worked at that so that I would play that melody and force myself to do it. Now, what does that mean to the family caregiver? A lot of us are so used to playing the harmony that we lose our identity. We lose who we are in someone else's story. And we lose our melody. We're not playing the melody. We've lost our own voice. And that's why when you call into this show, the first question I'm going to ask you is, how are you feeling? And you'd be amazed how many people struggle with that question that are caregivers. And I'm not shaming you for it, because that is the point, is I want you to wrestle with that question of how you're feeling. What's going on with you? Do you know how important you are? So when I went back and played that same song that you just heard, thank you. now I'm not only playing something, I'm saying something. Yes, Jesus loves me. You ever felt like you were trying so hard to carry your loved one to Jesus that you couldn't even see the road yourself? You ever felt like that it was all about them, and if God would just heal them, if we could just tear up this roof and get this person to Jesus, then everything's going to be okay, but you were not a part of the equation? You see, as a family caregiver, that's why I do the show, because Jesus loves me. This I know. Yes, he loves Gracie, my wife. He loves her. He loves me too. My name is engraved in the palm of his hand, and so is yours. And this loss of identity cripples caregivers. We don't know how to speak from our own heart. We don't know our melody. We don't know how to express ourselves in this. And this is where it's a very, very dangerous place for us as a caregivers, because once we lose our identity, then we're in a position where we don't function as a healthy human being. Is this where you are today? Do you know your name? Do you know he knows your name? Can you speak from your own heart? Can you speak in first person singular? I hurt. I'm tired. I'm struggling. I'm feeling this way. Whatever comes after, I'm angry. I'm despairing. Whatever comes after the word I, now we can have a real conversation. This is the point of this show. And so when you call into the show, whatever's on your mind, doesn't matter. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, but let's start off with how you're feeling. And it's not that your loved one is not important, because they are. But so are you. You know, and I can't tell you over the years how many people have asked me about my wife. I mean, that number is too vast for me to answer. But I can count the ones that have asked about me. And that's a much smaller number. Is that where you are? Is that where you are struggling? Do you feel like you've just lost yourself in this story of someone else that you're taking care of, whether it's your parents or a special needs child or whatever? Do you feel like your identity has just been compromised by this and you don't know your name anymore? You don't even know how to speak from your own heart. You don't know the melody. Now, what is your melody? What does that sound like? And if you think that it's not worthy of expressing, then you're wrong. And if you get nothing out of what I'm doing on this show, if you get nothing out of what this is all about, then I, except for that one phrase, that your voice is important. Your identity, your name, you as an individual are important. And that is the first step towards being a healthy caregiver and healthy caregivers make better caregivers. So if you've lost yourself, and if you're over there just playing like I was at the beginning, of just playing great chords, I mean, yeah, they're great chords, but I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't playing the song. And sometimes as caregivers, we're playing great chords, great harmony. But without the melody, the message is not there. The song is not there. How about you? What's your song? 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 if you want to be a part of the show. And I'm going to ask you when you call, how are you feeling? There is no wrong answer if you start with I. Hope for the Caregiver here on American Family Radio. I am Peter Rosenberger, and this is the nation's number one show for you as a family caregiver. How are you feeling? 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. That is Russ Taff of the Imperials singing that song. He didn't say you're forgiven. Now you have a reason for living. He says, I'm forgiven. And the word I, how important is it? See, caregivers suffer from three I's. Okay, just remember that. Three I's. We have three I's that we deal with. We become isolated. We lose our independence. And then we lose our identity. Okay? Three I's. And that's what we're talking about this morning, is that identity. We're just kind of going back and rehashing that particular subject. Have you lost your identity? Remember when I sat down at the church and I played this song, and I got up there, and I was it was really kind of embarrassing, because I was up there playing in front of people, and I didn't realize that I was accompanying Gracie in my head. She was singing, but I couldn't. You know, nobody else heard Gracie sing. It was just in my head. We're not going to go into voices in my head. But the point is, I was playing harmony and there wasn't a singer. I was so used to playing for her. I mean, Gracie and I've been accompanying Gracie for 34 years. So when I play, I'm usually thinking about how she's singing it. And I had to get up there and play the melody. I had to go back and physically teach myself how to do this on all these hymns that I've known since I was a kid. But it's work to speak from your own voice. By the way, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. So when I get up and play, I mean, those are great chords, but I'm not saying anything. And everybody can just marvel at my chords, but they're not marveling at the song. There's no melody, and you have to go back into one finger. And it takes time to do that. It takes a lot of work to go back and learn the melody. So then when you add the chords to it, then you can start adding all these lush chords to it. But it's still about the melody. So when you play these chords, when you do these things, make sure you're not overpowering the melody, your voice, who you are as an individual. Go back to our scripture today, Isaiah 49, and it says, 49:16, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. That's how much he knows who you are. And so, and it may sound a little bit weird when you start speaking from your own voice. So you have to do that in a safe environment. I don't recommend working out the melody in front of a church full of 1,000 people like I had to do. So I really don't recommend that. That can be a little challenging, but you get the principle. The principle is, try speaking from your voice, in your own voice, from your heart. What's going on with you? And that's when I do this show, I provide that opportunity for you to do that. A lot of people, when they call in, they want to talk about their loved one, or they're mad about, you know, someone. They spend a lot of time with speaking in either third person singular, which is he or she, or in first person plural, which is we, our, us. But on this show, it starts with I and me. Yes, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Okay? You know that hymn. So every time you are tempted to lose yourself in that, go back to that little hymn. And I put this on my CD, Songs for the Caregiver. You can download it from any of the streaming places, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, whatever. And I put this on there. It's just an instrumental. And I got a friend of mine to play the flugelhorn on this. And he's a wonderful player. And I put that song in there because I wanted caregivers to hang on to the message of that song. Yes, Jesus loves me. I know he loves your loved one. I know he loves my wife. But do you know that he loves you? He died for all of us, but he died for each of us. He knows your name. Is that important to you? It's important to me. And it's life-changing once you understand that's the gospel, that he knows you, that he's interested in you, that you are an extraordinary individual. And a lot of caregivers, I think, tend to unfairly beat themselves up because they see all their failures. And I was doing a video conference with a group not too terribly long ago. And we live out in Southwest Montana. We're up at 6,000 feet up in the Rockies, and we're backed up to a national forest. So everywhere we look is a postcard. I mean, it's extraordinarily beautiful out here. And I held the phone up, the camera up, so they could see behind me. I said, I want you to look at something. And the group looked at it, and I showed them the mountains, snow-covered, and you know, beautiful trees and forests and so forth. They could see behind me. And they were just like, wow. But then I said, Scripture says that all of creation is groaning. Okay? It's groaning, every bit of that. And I said, you just saw all this wow, but every bit of that is groaning according to Scripture. Every bit of it. But yet you said, wow. Because there's such beauty and majesty even in things that are groaning. And that's just a foretaste of the beauty and majesty we're going to see when all things are made new. Well, now I'm going to say that to you as a caregiver. There is a wow factor to you. Yes, there's groaning and there's brokenness, mistakes, and all kinds of things. But there's a wow factor to you. Do you say wow when you see you? Well, do you? Because he does. And your name is engraved on the palm of his hand. So the journey to being a healthy caregiver does not start with dealing with doctors and insurance companies and all those kinds of things. The journey to being a healthy caregiver starts with you learning to speak in first person singular. I. Just as I am, without one plea, just as I am. Not we, not he, not she, not us, or all y'all. I. And all you need is need. That point comes when you say, I need. I hurt. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm struggling. That's the melody. That's what a melody looks like for a caregiver. It starts with the word I and translates into your heart. Just as I am, Jesus loves me, this I know. Do you really know that? Do we know that? And I think as we look around the fear that our country is going through, which is, I mean, I'm stunned about, you know, what our country is, the turmoil our country's in. And part of it is this fear that we're driving, that's driving all this stuff. But then once you understand who you are in Christ, once you know that melody, then that fear becomes, it abates. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And part of that sound mind is understanding who you are and who you are in him. I don't want to be too ethereal, but I want to drive this point home. And that's why I brought the keyboard out this morning, because there's something about just a simple song that helps really drive that point home. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And if you can just hang on to that in those moments when you feel like you've lost yourself, you're not going to get a lot of people asking, how are you doing? They don't know what to do that. Part of the mission I have on this show is to not only provide a vocabulary and a place for family caregivers, but also to provide vocabulary for people who aren't caregivers, for counselors, for pastors, for church leaders, for lay members, for the general population of what it looks like to help a caregiver. And somebody said, well, what do you say to a caregiver? And I was doing an interview one time, and they said, well, what do you say to a caregiver? How do you know what to say? And I said, why don't you start off with this and say, I see you, and I see the magnitude of what you carry, and I hurt for you. Just start with that. Say it very gently to a caregiver, that you see them. Because if you ask most caregivers that have been doing this for any length of time, they're going to express that feeling of invisibility, that it's their life at someone else's expense. Their identity is gone. People want to know how their loved one is doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. I appreciate the concern for that. But on this show, in this hour, for this message, I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how you feel. I want to know how you are hanging in there with this. And again, I try to avoid the God talk when you do that. I had a lady call in. How are you doing? Well, I'm blessed, but I just hate my mama. Let's don't try to put on God talk when we do this. Let's just be real about it. Okay? 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. And if you want to be a part of the show, and you know what? I may even take a request or two on the piano. If you got an old hymn that you like or something, I may play it for you if that's something you want. 888-589-8840. This is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger. I'm glad you're with us. And I'd like for you to be a part of becoming a healthier caregiver, because healthy caregivers make better caregivers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Gracie's singing, by the way. That's off of her new record, Resilient. You want to copy that? Go to hopeforthecaregiver.com. Hopeforthecaregiver.com. And you can be a part of what we're doing here on this show. And we'll send you a copy. Whatever's on your heart to give, we'll send you a copy of that CD. Gracie's fussing at me. Why haven't you put out there so we can deal with that? Well, it's not the only thing I have to do, Gracie. But 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. If you want to be a part of the show, he'll give you hope for tomorrow, joy for your sorrow. If you believe that, then you are well on your way to being a healthier caregiver, and I'm glad for that. All right, Mark in Texas. Mark, good morning. How are you feeling?
Well, I just woke up, so I'm still figuring that out.
And you just woke up, and you're talking to me just as you woke up. That is not a good thing for you, Mark. I'm sorry for that. You might want to get a cup of coffee first.
Well, yeah. I'll open up by saying that I'm a musician, and some of the analogies that you're using regarding the music has hit home, and I'm a caregiver for my wife now, so I've had to put a lot of that music on hold, and the solo stuff primarily. I play in a band, and I also have played solo. And
what do you what instrument do you play?
I play, of course, guitar, and I play bass, and I play dobro, a little bit of banjo, and kind of run the gamut whatever's needed at the time.
A little bit of banjo goes a long way. You know that, don't you, Mark?
I do.
You know what the definition of a gentleman is? Definition of a gentleman is a man who knows how to play the banjo but won't. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just no letters from the banjo fans. I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. Okay. All right. Well, tell me what's besides feeling groggy this morning. Tell me what's going on with you.
Well, I'm taking care of my wife. She's has Alzheimer's and is getting the point where you're talking about doing the different functions where you're an accompanist and and you also have to play the solo. And it's like I feel that my function in that regard is ever changing, you know, because there are good days and bad days. And so, you know, it's like in the middle of the song, you know, figuring out who gets the lead and who's got to accompany.
Let's stay with that theme for a minute, but I want to say something specifically to you because you'll get this. It's hard to play a lead and to improv a lead, and you just want to just kind of take off and do that in the middle of the set. So,
yeah.
How about this for today? You just go back and work on the melody of the song. Don't worry about the improv of the lead. Just hang on. I mean, just hammer that melody down so that it becomes anchored in you. The improv will come. Yeah. The lead will come, but hang on to that melody. I go back to what my piano professor told me. Take one finger, and as a pianist, that is torture to play a song with one finger. But take one finger. Now, for a trumpet player, it's no big deal to play one note at a time. But no, that's a joke. But take one finger and play that melody. That's what he would say. And you had to play it as expressively as you can. Before you do any improv, he wanted you to know the melody. And so before you go off into any improv, really, really, really hammer down on that melody. Because that's who you are in your core. That's the song. And then you add the flourishes. Then you add all the other things. But right now, Mark, you're in that place of losing yourself in this thing and losing the melody. And you're doing great improv stuff. And that's what you get a lot of the old, you know, that great jazz where the jazz are all over the map. But where's the melody of the song? And that's what gets into our soul. And so I don't want you to put your music on hold because that's going to be a lifeline to you, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I realize that.
Will you make an effort today to just to pull out the guitar, not the banjo, but no, I'm just kidding, but pull out the guitar and just play the melody of a song that is deeply meaningful to you. And play that melody just as simply as you can, but as expressively as you can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's something that I find myself drawn to certain songs. Like, I know you're familiar with James Taylor. You know his song, Carolina on My Mind, or Carolina in My Mind.
Being that I was born and raised in South Carolina, yes, I do know that song.
that song could be the theme song for an Alzheimer's person, and if you listen to the words, you know, the line, you know, with a holy host around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. It's.
Grab your guitar and play the melody of that song. Nothing else. Don't try to improv on it. Just play the melody and watch what happens to your heart. It's a lot more work than you realize just to play the melody. But it's, if you go back and do that and play that and play it slowly, because your brain and your talent move a lot faster than your heart. And it's important to get those things in sync and just play it slowly. And if you tear up and cry while you're doing it, Mark, that's okay. Those are healthy tears. But if you're slamming your guitar down like you're in a 70s rock band, those are not healthy things to do. And so you want to slow things down when you do these things, because it's a way to there's stuff that's pent up in our hearts as caregivers. And sometimes music is a powerful way to let some of that stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
And if we can figure out how to hook your guitar up, you and I could play some music here this morning. But I got to figure out how to do that remotely. So.
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends, or some friends, have asked me to. They're other musicians I know are playing these virtual concerts out of their living rooms and things. And I haven't figured out how to do that myself. I've always been more in tune with the music than the technical aspects. And I mean, of the machinery.
Well, that will come, but I think my hope for you is that you will play a virtual concert for yourself first. And and let it express from who you are. Because that I think that's the challenge we have as caregivers is that sometimes some things are meant to be worn like a sweatshirt on the outside so people can see it and so forth, and other things are undershirts or t-shirts that wear under all that, and it's just for us. And maybe today when I go to the piano, a lot of times I'm not playing for an audience. I'm just playing for myself. This is a way for me to be able to work this out. And I'm not on stage. I'm not doing those things. I'm just working it out, working the kinks out of my own soul. That's where I think it starts for us as musicians. So I would really recommend if you could today, pull out your guitar, and just softly, slowly, play Carolina on My Mind. The melody, just the melody. Then go back and start adding the stuff to it. But, you know, it's just. Then add. But add it in slowly. Because we know how to do harmony. We can play harmony all day long. By the way, I can get kicked out of some churches for that chord right there. No, I'm just kidding.
I've done my stint in different churches at different times, and you know, some of the stuff got a little bit rocking, and I saw some people shaking their heads. And
that's all right. They can get happy the same shoes I get mad in. Play the song, but play it, and then. You know what I'd like for you to do if after you do that, would you call me back sometime and just let me know how it went for you?
All right. I will.
This is your show, man. This is your time. We're both musicians. We're both caregiving husbands. We get it. Okay. This is your time to be able to have this environment just to kind of, you know, you don't have to have some kind of prepared word or anything else. Sometimes you just need to hear a voice of another fellow caregiver who's wrestled with these things and said, okay, where's my place in this? Where am I in this? Who am I in this? Where's God in this? And that's what we do on this show. It's unlike anything else. And so this is your time. Okay.
Well, you know, I've just a number of times, I just wanted to call and let you know that your ministry here is, you're definitely doing God's work, and somebody it's something that's needed. And I tell as many people who are caregivers about it as I can, because it's the dialogue you have with people and the things that you're able to relate is priceless to a person who the Lord has given this to, you know. So
well, thank you.
Know that I recognize it for you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Paul said in Corinthians, you know, we comfort one another with the same comfort we ourselves have received from the God of all comfort. So I'm just simply passing on what people have done for me. I've aggregated in a way that makes sense, but people have done this for me, and I've had to work these things out the hard way, and I'm grateful for the opportunity just to hang out with you guys this morning, and we all speak fluent caregiver here. That's what goes on. We speak fluent caregiver. So this is a place where you can hear in your own native tongue what's going on. And so, Mark, I really do appreciate the call. I want to hear back. Don't next time you think, oh, I need to call or something, or I want to call or whatever, don't hold up. Just call, okay?
I will, and I'll try to hook up my guitar next time so maybe we can, jam a little bit.
Well, today you have an assignment, though. Today you have an assignment. You're going to play the melody of Carolina on My Mind. And let it take you, let the song take you where it's going to take you, okay?
Will do, sir.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the call. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Peter Rosenberger. Have you ever helped somebody walk for the first time? I've had that privilege many times through our organization, Standing with Hope. When my wife, Gracie, gave up both of her legs following this horrible wreck that she had as a teenager, and she tried to save them for years, and it just wouldn't work out, and finally she relinquished them and thought, wow, this is it. I mean, I don't have any legs anymore. What can God do with that? And then she had this vision for using prosthetic limbs as a means of sharing the gospel, to put legs on her fellow amputees, and that's what we've been doing now since 2005 with Standing with Hope. We work in the West African country of Ghana, and you can be a part of that through supplies, through supporting team members, through supporting the work that we're doing over there. You could designate a limb. There's all kinds of ways that you could be a part of giving the gift that keeps on walking at standingwithhope.com. Would you take a moment to go out to standingwithhope.com and see how you can give? They go walking and leaping and praising God. You can be a part of that at standingwithhope.com. This is what we were created for. The saddle of your horses. We got a trail to play. Through the wild, the yonder, God's amazing grace. Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver here on American Family Radio. This is the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. We speak for the caregiver here. How are you feeling? How are you holding up? We got phone lines are completely filled up, so I've got to see if I can go through these quickly here, so I don't want to leave anybody, but we'll do the best we can. Judith in Ohio. Judith, good morning. How are you feeling? Judith? Well, we've lost Judith. Donna in Illinois. Donna in Illinois, good morning. How are you feeling?
Wonderful. I just love your show.
Peter, well, thank you very much.
You and Gracie have just touched many lives. You all are blessed to have each other. And I just wanted to share that with you, and I just feel touched and blessed to hear your show today.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy doing it, and we're grateful for it. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more calls here. Rosalind in Florida. Rosalind, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning. I'm feeling great. How are you?
You know, I've done a mental inventory. Most of them is here, so I think I'm okay.
Okay. So I am tired and a little flustered.
Rosalind. Rosalind, let's stop right there. You said you were great. Now you're tired and flustered.
Great. Yeah, I am. Before as the caregiver part.
Well, let's lead off with the tired and flustered, and we'll go from there. How about that? Then we're gonna work our way back to great. Because I'm working my way back to great now. No.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I am helping to take care of one of my sisters that had a leg amputated about 6 years ago. And the other leg is really bad, and she's very resistant right now about going to the doctor because she was in the bed for 3 days without eating or drinking or pretty much anything. So last week on Mother's Day came by, and some of the other family members came by to get her up. So today I'm here with her trying to get her to go get a blood test.
Is she diabetic?
What's going on? No, she's not. She's not diabetic. She has Burgess disease from smoking.
Okay. And, well, you know, my wife's an amputee. Did you know that?
Yes, I do. I did know
both legs.
To you. I've been listening to you for years now.
Well, thank you very much. With both legs, you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pull up pictures of my wife and show it to your sister.
Okay.
And say, look at what she's doing. I mean, we're sending some supplies right now to Africa. By the way, speaking of prosthetic legs, did you know we can recycle prosthetic legs?
Wow. You know what?
So tell your sister when she goes
to recycle it for her, because she could never, the one that they made for her originally was not suitable. So she finally got another one.
Well, don't throw away those old ones.
Oh, no, I'm going to send it to you. I'm glad that
go out to standingwithhope.com/recycle, mm-hmm. and we'll take those things. And it goes to a prison in Tennessee where inmates volunteer, and they'll disassemble, and we'll take all the usable parts. We're putting together a shipment right now. We're hoping to go over there once this virus thing ends and go over there and help continue our work. We've been doing it for 15 years. But I want you to show those pictures to your sister of my wife doing this. My wife's had 80 surgeries that I can count. body is completely broken. Both her legs are gone. In fact, we're seeing a prosthetist on Monday to kind of work through some stuff. She's got a wound on her leg right now. We're trying to get it fixed. And ask your sister to borrow a little bit of my wife's courage to help her get out of the bed a little bit.
Yeah, well, we've been coming over every day since last Sunday. Me and my, I have a sister that's a nurse, and her daughter and granddaughter. We've been coming over every day helping out and doing things with her and for, and her hope has been regenerated. So I had to, like, okay, we got to go get the blood test. We got to go. So she finally got up this morning, and I'm waiting on her now until her daughter gets here to take her.
I'm about at the end of the show, so let me ask you this. What are you doing for you?
Well, right now, what I'm doing for me is I read a lot. I started school at Oral Roberts University to get my master's, and that was way too much, so I had to, I'm not going to go because I just don't like all online classes. It was just really hard for me. And so I take walks and I run, and I just eat right and pray a lot. That's what I'm doing for me right now.
Can you, is there a school locally that you could maybe check out and just do a little bit of classes online?
Yeah, well, what I thought I'd do is do some certificate classes that I can focus and that I can afford, because before I had to get another grant, I'm going deeper in debt, and that don't make any sense. So I want to do something that I can afford and get some certificate classes and help out that way for us, because I have a degree in psychology and I have experience counseling, so I would like to do more with that.
Well, I think that would be a marvelous idea. And, yeah, don't go deeper in debt. That doesn't work unless you're evidently the Congress of the United States. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to swerve into that. I looked at Nancy Pelosi sent that wish list over there to the House of Representatives. I'm thinking, my gosh, these people, bless their hearts. They have
$3 trillion.
You know, you can't fix that level of stupid. I mean, there ain't no medicine for that. So, but do look into those certificate classes for yourself, okay?
All right.
That you can afford. Because it's, look, Rosalind, it's important that you push yourself mentally to stay engaged and out there and show pictures of Gracie to your sister. Let Gracie's courage help inspire your sister. But right now, I want you to be able to have a little bit more pep in your step. So keep running, keep reading, keep learning. And you know what? Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll see you next week. Hey, this is Hope for the Caregiver. We've got to go. Hope, healthy caregivers make better caregivers. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. Today's a great day to start being healthy. We'll see you next week.